Hey, I know. I'll use my trusty frying pan as a drying pan.
Everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Out of the Drying Pan, a Pokemon the Series podcast, where each week we discuss two episodes of the Pokemon series anime and whatever other random stuff we happen to think about. Just a quick reminder, we are an E for Explicit podcast, so listener discretion is advised. I am your host, Alex, and I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Austin. Hey, Austin.
Whatever are you laughing at, Alex? I don't understand.
Tickled. I don't know. You ever just have the giggles?
I thought you were laughing because I was, like, making faces at you.
You were. Actually, just a disclaimer, I want everybody to know, we are recording on a day that we don't normally record. This is a Friday afternoon, 7:45 almost, so if we're particularly weird or more wacky than normal, that's the reason why.
We already are.
You know what? I'm not going to apologize anymore. Anybody who has stuck with us this long enjoys it and knows what we're about. So I don't make any concessions. I'm just me.
I, on the other hand, am never going to stop apologizing. Ham?
You, on the other hand.
Are you calling me fat?
The other pork.
If every hot dog was perfect. Perfect. We wouldn't have hot dogs.
Oh my god, what is happening?
Oh my god, we've lost our minds already. What is wrong? Should we even start over?
No, keep it in. We'll do it live.
God damn it. Oh okay, god. How was your week?
How was my week? I don't even know. Where's the week gone, honestly?
Where have all the good weeks gone, and where are all the gods?
Yeah, exactly.
Where's the streetwise Hercules? Oh, goddamn, I'm doing it again.
You're doing it again! This isn't Out of the Drying Pan, a karaoke podcast.
No, thank god it's not.
Maybe it should be. What do you guys think of our singing voices? Are they that bad?
You and I have never done karaoke.
There's a good reason for that.
I know.
I'm sure anybody who's listening is probably just skipping forward 15 seconds. Like, get to the point.
All right, let's get to the point. What did you do this week? Nothing. Got it. What did I do this week?
Yeah, I was going to say, I haven't done anything. I have actually, I did do something. I was a crazy person and restarted my Oblivion playthrough because I wasn't happy with my initial choices. So, there you go.
After you agonized about it.
I did. I agonized. I'm like, oh my god. Okay, I gotta stop. What did you do this week? Please, let's just talk about you and not me.
Not much. I was mostly just working this week, but I did see there was a sale and I had to take advantage of it.
A sale?
Yeah, guess what it was. Guess what I bought.
Oh, ooh, give me a hint.
It's out of this world.
Moon shoes.
something, anti-gravity shoes, moon shoes. No.
Did you, not moon shoes.
What if I just suddenly stepped back and just started jumping on moon shoes?
That would be crazy, and I would be really entertained. Out of this world? You bought one of those things where you can name a star after yourself.
I always wondered how the logistics of that works.
Well, it's just a money-making thing.
Like, can't, like, 300 people buy the same star?
I'm sure. How could you ever know?
What if I already bought you a star, and it was actually North Star, and now its name is Alexandra?
Alexandra Star?
That's you.
That's me. I am a star. Well, okay.
Well, star. You're on a good start.
Star? Star? Yeah. Out of this world? Star? Good morning, Starshine. The Earth says hello.
Not quite. What's the opposite of sunshine?
Darkness? Eternal darkness? Hello, darkness, my old friend?
What's the opposite of peacetime?
War?
Yeah.
Did you buy War and Peace?
I bought a Star Wars video game. It was $20.
I'm so bad at this. Oh my god.
You are. Look, it was only $20 for a PS5 game.
Oh my gosh. Jedi Survivor. Oh wow, look at that.
I don't know if it's any good, but I'll play it and report back.
You haven't started it yet?
Nope, not yet. I gotta read the book first. Star Wars Jedi Battle Scars.
There's a book?
Alex, let's not even get started.
I shouldn't even. Oh my gosh. Well, tell me how it goes. I am curious.
I'm reporting back to people on how my PlayStation 5 playthroughs are going. I also ordered a third PlayStation 5 physical disc to come in the mail.
A different game?
A different game, and I was going to surprise you with it, but I'm going to wait till it arrives. I thought it was going to arrive today, but it did not.
Oh, I don't want to know yet. Let's keep it a surprise.
Okay. I don't think you'll be interested in it, but I just want to surprise you.
I wouldn't be interested. Is it a shooter?
No.
You hate shooters.
I'm not going to tell you.
All right. I'll be pleasantly surprised or unpleasantly surprised. We'll see.
Or pleasantly unsurprised.
That is true. Could be that too. I remembered something else that I did, if you don't have anything else.
Nope, not for week talk, but I do have listener feedback.
Okay, well, I just want to quickly mention, I saw a movie. That was the one thing I did.
Sinners.
Sinners! Oh my gosh. Guys, have you seen that movie? I thought it was so good.
We saw it separately from each other and didn't know.
We did. I saw it later, though. It's been about a month and a half, I think, since it's come out, but I thought it was really good.
I told you I'd seen that?
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay. You just kind of knew in your heart that I'd seen it.
Of course. I mean, if anybody's seen a movie, it's you. I mean...
Not true. I've seen... Other than Sinners, I don't think I've seen any movies in theaters this year.
Well, I don't know. I mean, you watched a bunch of stuff for, like, you know, the Oscars and stuff,
but... True, true. But I wait till they're streaming.
That is true. I don't know. Sinners was, like, one of the bigger releases, and I watched it, and I thought it was really good. I always, like, debrief after I watch a movie and go online, which mistake, you know, to see what people are saying. And, like, everybody was, like, criticizing it. And I'm like, okay.
There are critiques to be made. That's true.
Yes, there are critiques to be made. I will say there's a few parts of the movie that I was like, I would have really enjoyed more about this. Or why didn't they ever follow up with that? But, like, overall, the premise and the aesthetic of the movie was great, in my opinion. It really reminded me, speaking of video games, I wish I had Game Pass. I don't. Maybe I'll get this later when it's $20 or something. But I really want to play South of Midnight. Kind of reminded me of that.
Oh, people have been mentioning that to me. It is on Game Pass recently.
Yeah, it came out not too long ago.
A friend was like, you should get it. And I was like, I don't have an Xbox. And he's like, oh, well, you should get it anyway. And I'm like, I don't have an Xbox. What do you want me to do? I can play it on your Xbox.
I think at least at this point, and I don't know if they're ever going to have it be for PlayStation 2. Right now, it's an Xbox exclusive. I don't know. It seemed like a really interesting game.
Who doesn't love Southern Gothic horror? I know.
It's so good. So I want to check that out, of course. I'm completely enthralled with Oblivion at the moment, so it wouldn't be for like a while. But in other news, I did learn, I was late to the news of Fable being pushed back a year. So I'm like, well, I guess that's okay, because now I have more time to play Oblivion and stuff. But
okay, well, I'm also late because I didn't know there was a new Fable game at all.
Oh my gosh. That's
news to me.
I'm so excited. I'm surprised that they announced it like a long time ago. They had a showcase trailer back in 2023.
Oh, I'm completely oblivious. I don't follow Microsoft stuff.
I will say, though, I really just don't like the practice of publishers and game companies, like developers, announcing games way in advance, like years in advance. It's like, just stop, don't. They should do exactly what Bethesda and Virtuous did and just shadow drop the game. Mm-hmm, announce it and release it the same day.
Well, isn't it because of the shareholders and stuff? Isn't that the reason they announced stuff?
I don't know. Fuck the shareholders.
Keep giving us money, or like you'll be happy because you're just going to be product eventually.
Yeah, but they can do internal announcements. Like, I don't...
That's true.
Whatever. Anyway, so yeah.
It's a different world than it used to be.
It is.
Well, speaking of video game questions, we got a question on Spotify from Pokemon Megastar.
Oh, listener feedback.
I have a question for the both of you. What are your thoughts on the Switch 2 stuff? I have mixed feelings overall, but I do like some of the stuff coming to it, like the GameCube online service, so I could finally play the GameCube Pokemon games. And Mario Kart World looks great. And that Donkey Kong game looks so good. Maybe it's because I'm mostly a Nintendo console owner, but I am hopeful for it. But I'm not getting it day one. Probably around the holiday season.
The Switch 2 in general?
I guess, yeah. Did we talk about that on the podcast when they announced it?
I don't know if we've talked about the Switch 2 itself.
I don't think we... Maybe I thought we did because we did in real life. And I was just like, yeah, we talked about it.
The lines are blurred. Podcast or real life?
I guess we probably didn't talk about it because there's nothing Pokemon related.
Oh, we got a release date, though.
Other than Legends EA, we got a release date.
Yeah, so...
Which I'm October. Not buying a Switch 2 so I can buy the more expensive version of Legends EA. That's not happening.
To answer Pokemon Megastar's question, I have no plans in the near future to buy a Switch 2. I don't have any desire.
So when Pokemon Generation 10 inevitably comes out for Switch 2.
Fuck.
Because you have not enjoyed Sword and Shield and Scarlet and Violet, and you didn't finish them.
Okay, can I defend the first part?
Yeah, of course, go for it.
I liked Sword and Shield.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Yes, I did. Yes, of course, I had gripes with the visual fidelity of the game, but overall, I didn't mind. I would say I liked it leaning towards neutral. I didn't have a massive issue with Sword and Shield. I thought it was cute. I liked the setting. It was fun. Scarlet and Violet, though, is not for me. I did not enjoy it. I barely got through it at all. Like,
I thought you didn't get through it.
No, I didn't. I think I got to the first area and I was like, fuck this. I can't do it.
I'll stop from myself from repeating myself.
I know. Come at me if you want or whatever. I know you said the story's great, the DLC great, the ending great.
It takes hours for you to get that part. You shouldn't have to go through that for the good stuff. I know.
It's just not my thing. And it's sad because I love Pokemon. Every other title, I thoroughly enjoyed it. But that one just wasn't it. I'm sorry.
So do you plan on getting Gen 10?
Well, let's see.
We'll get there when we get there,
We'll get there when we get there. Of course. Okay, you know what? Just disclaimer. I buy every fucking Pokemon game that comes out. You know I'm going to bitch and complain, and inevitably I'm still going to buy it. So yes, the answer is yes. I hope it's good, but we'll see. I'll buy it and throw it on the shelf and not play it if that's the case.
As for me, I'm in no hurry to get a Switch 2. A, because it's so goddamn expensive, and I know there's reasons for that, but it's still so god expensive. B, I just bought the PlayStation 5, so that's my entertainment budget down the drain mm-hmm. for a while. Mm-hmm. Mario Kart World, even though it shouldn't be $80, I do think it looks fun. I'm sure I would thoroughly enjoy it. Donkey Kong, I also think looks fun.
Interesting.
The real thing I'm excited for is Kirby's Air Ride.
Oh, Kirby.
Kirby Air Riders.
That's crazy. I don't know.
Leslie and I have a tradition of playing Kirby Air Ride, so that was like, oh shit, I gotta get Kirby Air Ride too. The dreams come true.
See, they really know how to prey on the nostalgia.
Exactly. But overall, nothing on the Switch 2 is screaming at me to get it right now. Mm-hmm. But I know I will get it eventually. It's inevitable. I'm sure, actually, when Mario comes to it. Mario platformer, that's when I'll probably get it.
You know, it's just funny to me, because it's like, Nintendo's over there standing in the corner. They're like, you'll come crawling back eventually. I say this as somebody who is with you in the same sense. Like, I probably won't buy the Donkey Kong or the Kirby. Like, those aren't my main draw titles. Of course, it's always Pokemon with a Nintendo console. But I don't know. I have mixed feelings about it. Because look at the recent releases, okay? I have two examples. One is Expedition 33, which was released by a small indie development studio for not $80. I think it was released at $50, if I'm not mistaken. And it has rave reviews. Like, people just really love that game. And then look at Oblivion, a complete remastered game, including all the DLC, for $50.
You don't want to spend $80 for Mario Kart?
See, that's the thing, though. It's like Nintendo knows what their product is, and they know people are going to pay it no matter what. And so I just think it's just greedy business practice.
They've changed. Nintendo used to be the cheap option.
And now they're not. They're the most expensive.
And they're simply not.
Because of the exclusivity. It's the exclusivity. You cannot play the games on any other console, platform, whatever. It has to be theirs. And they know people are going to do it. They have these titles, you know, Mario, Zelda, Pokemon, whatever, that millions of people are going to go out and buy for that price. And we do. We still do. So it leaves a sour taste in my mouth is all.
Mm, you need pineapple for that.
Pianta, the pineapple people.
Although they're palm tree people, we learned.
We did talk about that last time.
Where's Super Mario Sunshine for Switch 2?
Okay, here I go.
I mean, there's a GameCube emulator, but where's Super Mario Sunshine 2?
Here I go bitching and complaining about Nintendo and the prices, but you fucking know that if they released a Super Mario Sunshine 2, I'd be like, sign me up. Where do I get the Switch 2 and this game? Like, I'm part of the problem. Okay, I get it.
I really don't think that's likely, but it would be fun.
They won't. Anyway, in due time, I suppose, a Switch 2 probably will have to be purchased if I want to play Pokemon in the future, but hopefully that won't be for another year or so.
Anyway, I think we got a comment on Instagram.
Oh, we do? Oh my gosh. Okay, so Austin was right. I am checking our Instagram comments. This one is from our friend Liam. He asks this week, everyone always asks what someone's favorite Pokemon is, but since a team is made up of six, who are your six favorites?
God, everyone has questions for us today.
I know. I love it. Keep the questions coming. Gosh.
My six. Okay. Is it our favorites or a balanced team? Because I'm just going to go with six favorites.
It says favorite. He asked favorites, so favorites.
Well, Bulbasaur, Heracross, Donphan for me. That's half my team. Whoa. Right there.
Okay.
Okay, that leaves three left. Okay, why don't you think about some of yours?
Okay, Snorlax.
Oh, I was going to say, let's pick each other's teams.
Oh, we... Okay, wait. Oh, but that... Should we pick each other's teams, like what we think our favorites would be, and then give our real favorites?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, I'm going to have to, like, type this out, because I don't...
Okay, here's the Bulbapedia list of on-app Pokemon by National Dex Pokemon.
Oh my god, we have to look through 1,000 Pokemon, are you kidding me? All right.
Or should it be more immediate? This is just as a reminder, just in case anything...
No, I need a list. Mind. There's... My old brain can't remember all the Pokemon anymore.
Oh, never mind. Don't go Bulbapedia. It'll slow down your computer. That was a mistake.
No, it's fine.
Not for me.
Well, mine's fine.
Well, mine's not.
Get on my level.
You probably have a better computer than I do.
Okay, for you,
Wikipedia.
I'm gonna say,
and I already have three of mine, so.
Well, I'm gonna disregard that because.
Oh, okay.
You just said that. Gosh, Poliwhirl.
Poliwhirl. Poliwhirl.
Poliwhirl. You what seem the like fuck? A You seem like a Poliwhirl kind of person.
You see that swirling poop and you're like, yeah, that's Austin.
Yes.
I take it back. This is not a fun game.
Okay, I'm just
looking. For you, I'm going to pick Landorus, Thundurus, no, Tornadus.
Fuck you. Fuck you. No.
And do you like Enamorous? I'll give you her, no, too.
No, this is the worst. I hate you.
Who are the other two? I'll give you... who do you hate? I'll give you Crabominable.
Ew, I hate that one too. I'm gonna give you Mr. Mime. No, I'm gonna give you Jinx.
Oh no, that's a low blow. Who's your last one gonna be for you?
Oh my god.
Nose pass. I'm gonna be nose pass.
Ew.
That's my team for you.
Thanks. I'm gonna give you
Poliwhirl and Jinx.
Poliwhirl, Jinx. Let's see. Corsola.
I can vibe with Corsola.
Gosh, okay. Nuzleaf.
I can vibe with Nuzleaf.
His little nipples.
I don't know why he has nipples, but I can vibe with him.
Okay, what else? What other bad Pokemon? Dunsparce.
You're picking good ones.
How many do I have? How many more do you
One
get?
One more.
One more. I'm going to be nice to you. I'm going to give you Regigigas.
I love Regigigas. Ooh, that's a good one. I'm going to put him on my team, actually.
Okay.
Okay, now so give me my team is Bulbasaur, Donphan, Heracross, Regigigas, or Gigas, whatever.
Ass.
Back up that Regigigas. And who should my other two be?
No, actually, I'm going to change one of your... Oh, God. I'm going to change Corsola and give you Ice Q.
Oh, I hate Ice Q.
There you go.
That was a good call. Go. I hate that one.
All right. There you go.
To be more serious, I'm going to give you Snorlax and... there was one that you really liked that I forgot about.
The one that I really like?
I don't remember. Something flowery, I'm sure.
Slowpoke, Klefki.
This is hard.
Are we picking our own favorites now?
Yeah, that was an exercise in futility. Let's pick our own favorites.
Okay, let's see. Let me type them all out first, and then I'll read them off to you.
Okay.
God, I have to go through the list. Why can I not think of these Pokemon? Jesus.
We're allowed to have legendaries, right?
Sure. I can tell you for certain that none of my favorites are going to come from the newest gen.
If they're my favorites, I feel like they should be coming straight to mind for me. You know what I mean? It should be gut instinct.
Yeah, but, like, my memory's so bad, like, I can't even, like, gut instinct think about it because, like, there's so many of them. Okay, I think one of my choices is probably going to surprise you.
Okay, I'm still picking my last two.
Me too. I'm only on two, so just give me a minute.
Oh, I thought of another one you hate.
What?
Lucario.
Oh, fuck, I hate Lucario. Sorry, I know I just pissed off everybody.
Wait till we get to the Lucario years. It's going to be an ordeal.
I don't love that for us. I think my choices are actually going to shock you. This is really hard. Because, like, I feel like a lot of them, like, I like. But, like, do I like them enough to say that they're, like, a favorite, you know?
Right. I'm going to go with the three I said. Bulbasaur, Heracross, Donphan. I'm also going to go with the Regigigas that Alex gave me. Phalanx.
Ah, Phalanx.
Yep. And for my last one, this is going to be silly, but I have two options. Okay. You should tell me which one I should pick.
All right.
One is Arceus.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
But if I can't have Arceus, I'm going to give it to Type Null. Specifically Type Null and not Silvally, because I think it looks better with the mask on.
Okay, when have you ever said you liked Type Null?
I have totally said that.
I feel like it needs to be Arceus because of Arceus drowning in that one scene.
That is our image on multiple social media platforms.
Yeah. What movie was that from again? Remind me.
The Arceus movie.
The Arceus movie. It's more honest. I definitely think that was your first... You said it first.
That was my first pick, yes.
That's your more pure choice.
Yeah. And I don't have to worry about logistics. I got a legendary and I got a mythical.
Good choices.
Okay, let's guess yours. I'm going to guess. Can I guess yours?
You can guess, sure.
Is one of them Hoopa?
Yes! Oh my god.
Yay!
I love Hoopa, you guys.
That's all my guesses. That's all I got. That's it?
Okay. Yep. So I'm going to also pick one that was on Austin's list. Bulbasaur, of course. He is number one. Everybody knows I love Snorlax, so obviously Snorlax is on the list. Hoopa, of course. Ale Hoopa Ring. I think these other ones are going to surprise you, though.
Okay.
Porygon.
Oh. Yes.
Aegislash.
I kind of knew you were going to pick that one.
I love Aegislash. And I think this one surprised me, too, because I was like scrolling through the entire list. And I didn't think I was going to pick this one, but I actually really like it way more than I even thought I liked it. You'll never guess, but I want you to try to guess. Just, what do you think?
One that I'll never guess?
You'll never guess. It's a newer one.
Oh, a newer one? Shinotic.
Yeah. No.
Drampa. I do like
mushrooms, though. Oh, Drampa's so cute. No, it's Appleton.
You're kidding. I was thinking of Appleton, too.
Ah, you should have said it.
Oh, man. Well, I thought about Hydrapple, specifically.
Oh, my gosh.
The apples, like, I've really grown fond of them over the years at
Me
this point.
Too. I didn't like Applin or Flapple or Appleton, like, at first at all. But it's so cute. Its eyes are so freakish. But it's, like, an apple dragon bug thing. It's so cute.
What do you think of the new ones, Diplin and Hydrapple?
They're okay.
Okay.
It's probably going to be one of those situations where they will grow on me and I'll be like, I love them. In like a couple years. But yeah, that one surprised me too, you guys. I was like, Appleton for a newer one, but yeah.
All right, that's an interesting list we came up with.
I hope that scratches your itch there, Liam. Now you know what our favorites are.
Oh, and y'all, tell us your team of six favorites.
Yeah, I want to know.
It doesn't have to be tight balanced. It doesn't have to make sense. Just your six favorites.
Yeah, no min-maxing here. Just pure feeling.
Pure vibes.
That was fun. Okay. Thanks, guys. We appreciate it, as always. Keep writing in to us. We love it.
Are we ready to start now?
I think so. Okay, episode time. I think we spent enough time talking about video games and stuff.
You know, one year we're going to have a good transition into the main episode again, but not today. Not this year.
Well, you know what the cure for talking about more Pokemon is?
More Pokemon.
More Pokemon.
I got the Pokerus.
The Pokerus.
The Pokerus is actually going to come into play soon.
Ooh, is it really?
Yeah, in a weird way.
I got a fever and the only prescription is more Pokemon.
I got an itch to scratch, and I need assistance.
Oh my
god. Touch me.
I want to feel dirty.
We have to go to the Rocky Horror this year.
You say every year that you are done with Rocky Horror, and you never want to watch it or think about it
again. I don't know. I'm going through something, because I want Josh to go.
You're having a moment. Okay, we should make Josh dress up like Frankenfurter.
We need to go to the room with Greg.
Oh my god, we totally do.
We need to do that. We haven't done it yet. We need to do it. It's a must do.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm going off on a tangent again. Do you remember when we watched that other movie, Best Friends?
Yes, I do.
If you don't know the other disaster of a movie, Greg Sestero and Tommy Wiseau in the worst movie maybe ever made.
Not true.
It isn't true, but I love to hate on it. Could you even, like, tell me one fragment of that plot?
Tommy Wiseau is a mortician, and he takes gold teeth out of people's bodies and sells them on the black gold teeth market. And Greg Sestero gets involved with him. And then ... there's, like, a girl, and she has, like, a boyfriend who's, like, a shooter guy.
Like a bounty hunter guy?
Yeah, I got kind of lost on the second half of that.
So that was, like, part one. This movie was in two parts.
Is that even available to watch anywhere?
Is it, like, lost media now? Because we saw it in theaters.
I don't think so. Is it even... I don't think you can watch it.
Is it not anywhere?
Oh, it's on Blu-ray. Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay, I also am wondering, didn't they have a teaser at some point for, like, a shark movie?
Yeah, but I don't think it ever happened. Oh, guess who has best frames to watch?
Tubi.
Of course.
Tubi has it for ya.
Tubi has it for ya.
Oh my god.
First of all, Tubi, you need to make that your slogan. Tubi has it for ya. Second, Tubi's the best streaming service in the world. They have it fucking every weird thing, they have it for you.
I so underestimated Tubi at first. Like, I was making fun of Tubi. I'm like, Tubi is just stupid shit. Like, what could possibly be on Tubi that anybody wants to watch? No, we were so wrong.
Tubi comes in clutch every time.
Everything you could ever imagine is on Tubi.
Oh man, Tubi knows what's up.
Tubi has it for you. Okay. Oh my god, okay. Anyway. Jesus. All right. Stairway to Devon and a Wingle on a Wingle and a Prayer. Who's doing what?
Oop, I dropped it again. You are doing the 30-second summary for Stairway to Devon, and I am doing the complete synopsis.
I'm so excited I get to summarize completely the Pico Briny episode. I love
it. Okay, great. Get ready.
Okay.
Get ready, and you can sing it to the tune of Stairway to Heaven, but we can't use the audio for it.
I can't do that. I'm not going to sing. Singing never goes well for me.
3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, Ash is still high on his own supply, and he is ready to go get his second gym badge. But before we do that, we got to do some shopping. Ash has a hissy fit, but they decide to separate, go their separate ways. Max breaks the Pokénab and runs into a weird dude who happens to be the president of this whole Devon Corp. A guy breaks in and steals some weird juice, and then we discover that there's Team Aqua and Team Magma. Oh my god. And then Officer Jenny doesn't do her job, and then
time.
The end. Okay. Oh, and Steven, by the way. Steven.
Oh boy, I'm not ready.
Oh my god.
Steven. I am not ready for that.
I'm so ready.
Believe in Steven.
I'm so ready for Steven. You know I love Steven. Steven's my fave.
Okay, so today we are still in Respiro City, even though Alex was shocked that we're still here. And I'll take this opportunity to point out the badge case, I guess.
Oh, sure.
So Ash has a badge case that Norman gave to him. Do you know what is on that badge case? What insignia is on it?
I wasn't paying attention.
Okay, that's kind of by design.
To not pay attention?
Yep, because if you'll notice, there's a big red rectangle on it. On the back of it.
I'll take your word for that.
That's notable only because that big red rectangle is actually a sensor bar.
A what?
It's censoring something that can't be shown on American television.
Is it a wiener?
No. Yeah, it's a wiener. It's a dick.
It's a wiener.
It's Norman's pick? Dick pic that he has pasted.
That he just defaces all the bad cases with.
Including the one he gave to his daughter, actually.
Okay. No, what is it? Oh my god, really?
It is a red Pokeball symbol. A
Pokeball symbol?
And you know what you can't do on American television for a network television for children
at
this
balls,
point in time?
Balls on the thing?
You can't advertise products that are real.
Wait, so this was a real marketed item?
If it was, I don't fucking know. But I think they thought it was too close to something that could actually exist. Something that had a Pokeball symbol on it that they had to censor it.
So let me get this straight. They thought the potential for a real life badge case might happen, that they might manufacture and sell these. So they decided to censor it in case it happened?
What other explanation is there for that?
I mean, the Pokeball symbols are like everywhere. Why on earth would that indicate anything? Wait, what's the difference? What am I looking for? Oh, what?
Isn't that wild?
That is so weird. It's just a generic, like, nondescript red Pokeball.
It kind of looks like a DS, actually. A Nintendo DS.
Oh, it kind of does.
But that doesn't exist yet.
This is, like, one of the weirdest things I think you've, like, shared about...
Okay, but here's where it gets funnier. It's going to stop at a certain point.
So they're going to go back to having the Pokeball?
They're going to go back to the Pokeball. And not only are they going to go back to the Pokeball, the episode title card is going to have the Pokeball on the badge case.
What?
Every episode.
Okay, there was some, like, behind-the-scenes corporate fuckery happening for whatever reason.
Isn't that so weird?
We cannot know the minds of executives. It doesn't make sense. Flabbergasted, honestly, but okay.
Just a little trivia for you.
Sure.
Speaking of stupid bullshit, the PokéNav.
Oh.
Max is looking up on the PokéNav to see where the closest gym is, and he decides Dewford Island is the best place to go, because that's where you go next in the video game. So we're all going to jump on a ferry to go to Dewford Island. And Brock apparently already knew this, because he's like, the ferry leaves in 2 hours. Like, he has the ferry schedule memorized.
He downloaded it into his brain.
And they're like, okay, let's go to the ferry. And Brock says, no, May and I want to go shopping, and we have 2 entire hours until the ferry leaves. And I'm like, that's not much time. That's, like, nothing. Just walk over there, get a snack, and wait for the ferry to leave.
They can squeeze a lot in, apparently, 2 hours.
Well, no, actually, apparently they can't.
Well.
Max, meanwhile, is drinking some orange Fanta, and he spills it on the PokéNav and short-circuits it, and it sends out huge bursts of electricity in all directions in his hand.
I love how we both make the orange soda connection, because in my notes I also put orange soda.
Who loves orange soda? The PokéNav doesn't love orange soda.
Not a good
combo.
Is
it true?
Poor thing.
I don't like the PokéNav. It's big, it's clunky, it's ugly. It just shows you GPS maps, and it's not even waterproof. And you're a Pokemon trainer, so you're going to be falling into the ocean all the time.
I know, this really seems like a critical design flaw. Like, even when it's closed up, which it was, I'm pretty sure, when he spilled the drink on it, it still malfunctioned.
And it has so many moving parts to, like, pull up its, like, screen. It's like, there's too much that can go wrong with it.
It's a lot of upkeep and maintenance, potentially. It's not a simple thing.
Well, it's because the PokéNav is created by Devon Corporation. And as we're going to learn, Devon Corporation is a shitty company.
Yeah.
Max freaks out. He runs out of the room, basically. And he's like, what am I going to do about the PokéNav? May's going to kill me because I ruined her PokéNav that Dad gave her. Which, stop, questions. That's not true.
I thought he gave Max the PokéNav specifically.
Norman specifically gave Ash and May badge cases with his penis on them. Right. And then he gave Max the PokéNav. And there was no mention of May, it being May's PokéNav. I think that would make sense that he bought the PokéNav for May, because May was the one going on a trainer journey, and Max kind of invited himself at the last minute. But they never said that. This is new information to us.
Norman is an enigma. We can't know him.
Or they decided off screen, it's May's PokéNav now that she never uses.
Well, they had to have some perceived line of conflict in Max's brain. Like, oh no, I'm in trouble.
Max is going to be in some more trouble than you might think. Because he goes to a crowd of children in the street who are crowded around a strange old man in a suit and a hat.
This is so weird. I'm sorry.
And he's like, hello, children, look at what I brought for you all. And they're all like, what's it gonna be?
You know what? I'm sorry. I just got, like, total Hocus Pocus, like, vibes where...
Which part?
Where she's like, come, little children. And she's, like, Pied Pipering, like, all the kids out of the house.
I honestly don't even remember that.
You don't remember that?
No.
It was, like, a big part of the movie. Jesus.
I don't remember that.
The youngest sister.
Sarah Jessica Parker?
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Ooh, I need to watch In Just Like That. The season premiere was yesterday. Ah! Okay, sorry.
Anyway, she's like, come little children. And so, like, that's what is happening here. He's like, hey, kids, gather around. Like, where the fuck are the parents?
Okay, I remember Kathy and Jimmy wrote a vacuum cleaner.
Yes.
And I remember Bette Midler put a spell on you and now you're mine.
I put a spell on you.
I don't remember Carrie doing anything.
Yeah, she's like, come little children. And they all walk out of the house.
All right, I remember they get on a bus.
I don't know. Okay, we've completely sidetracked again.
All right, we gotta focus. we got to focus on the strange man comes out with a toy, and he's like, come on, kids, give me your drink. And the toy is a little man that opens soda cans, but it can't do it successfully. They're all like,
bizarre.
This guy's things never work. And Max is just so impressed. Max doesn't have a concept of stranger danger.
I know. He doesn't have the good sense to disperse with the rest of the kids. So he just stands there and gets singled out because he's the only dumb enough to stand there and listen to this guy.
And this guy says, Max, I see your pokey now is broken. Come with me to the building. And at that point, a limo rides up and it's a mysterious man named Kennedy. When this weird guy in the pinstripe suit sees Kennedy, he runs away screaming. And Kennedy comes out of the limo and is like, where'd he go? You got away from him again.
He's fast for an old fella.
And Max is like, oh, that was all really weird. But the strange man told me to go to Devon Corporation, so that's where I'll go.
Good lord.
Off he goes. Meanwhile, back at the Pokemon Center, I suppose, Brock has bought several boxes worth of God knows what. And May is suffering period cramps.
Do we get an explanation for this?
Ash and Brock seem to stupidly be like, what's wrong with May? As she's like on the bench holding her like abdomen area and like, oh. And I'm like, what do you idiot boys think she's doing?
I mean, my first thought was like she ate too much, but then like period cramps makes perfect sense.
I mean, she's 10, but I think she's hit puberty.
I'm not trying to make this like weird or anything, but I know we've had this discussion before and May is not drawn like a 10-year-old.
But they say, Max isn't back yet. I guess we're not going to make the ferry. And May immediately, I guess she got like a hot water bottle or something, because she jumps up and she's perky now. And she's like, okay, great. That means more shopping. I need more bathing suits because I love swimming when I'm on my period. And she runs out the door.
She got some Midol from Nurse Joy.
She must have. So, Max, meanwhile, has made it to the Devon Corporation, which is a very strange-looking pair of buildings. What do you think of its design?
Ostentatious.
That means relating to Austin.
Ostentatious?
Ostentatious.
Yes. I thought it was ugly, and I'm like, whoever the architect is needs to be talked to.
Well, guess what? When Devon Corporation comes back in XY, it has a different design.
Yeah, because they probably were like, you know what? That was fugly, and we need to change it.
I noticed it had four helicopter pads on top the roof. Did it?
Really?
I thought that was going to come into play, but it didn't. But people are going to fly away from the roof anyway. Anyway, Max walks into the Devon Corp as Jesse, James, and Meowth are also going to do the same thing because they're just randomly there. And they're like, we're going to steal shit from here. And Max goes up to the receptionist and says, my PokéNav is broken. And she says, well, you're shit out of luck. We don't fix things here. Bye. And I guess Max is... So, first of all, this old man is a weirdo for many reasons, but he also clearly is not in touch with what they actually do with the headquarters building. I'm just saying.
That seems really on brand for a C-suite and or president type.
If you were to go to Apple headquarters, first of all, you'd probably get arrested for breaking and entering. Second, they would say, well, we're not going to fix that here. Go to a fucking Apple store and find a genius to do it for you. And then you go to the Apple store, and the genius says, there's nothing we can do, it's broken, you need to buy a new one, and you've lost all your information and data and contacts because you didn't back them up, because you got to spend money to use the cloud, and also you got to buy a new iPhone, and it's $3,000 a month for the next 3 years. And then as soon as you pay it off, it's going to be broken again.
Accurate. Every single fucking time I've ever had an issue with my iPhone, and you go to one of those authorized stores, not necessarily an Apple store itself, but like even another authorized store to fix Apple products, they're like, can't help you, you're SOL. And you're like, why in the hell do you even exist as a service then? Because
yep,
you can't fix anything, you refuse to fix anything, so what's the point?
That's why I'm an Android user now.
Yeah, I know in my heart of hearts I need to get rid of my iPhone, but
it's hard to make the transition.
It is, it really is.
At this moment, Officer Jenny arrives, and she informs everyone at Devon Corporation that somehow she has intel that a corporate spy is going to be entering at any moment.
What?
So she needs to be in charge of security.
How does she know this?
What tip-off did she get from who? It's never explained.
She's in on it, clearly.
She's in on the
That's
take.
The only reason, an explanation.
I don't know. Has the police force, like, infiltrated the Team Aqua subreddit or some shit? I don't know.
No explanation.
At that moment, the mysterious old man appears from behind a wall, grabs Max, pulls him away, pins him to a wall, puts his hand over Max's mouth, and says, "Be quiet."
This is so fucked up. What? What?
And then he drags Max away by hand as scary music plays.
Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
So this strange man takes Max to a laboratory, and they say, "Oh, is Kennedy still chasing you? You know you always have safe harbor here." At this point, we learn this guy is the president of Devon Corporation, and Kennedy is his administrative assistant, it seems. And this guy, who I've been calling Mr. Devon in my notes before remembering his name, is Mr. Stone.
Oh my god, is it? I did the same thing.
We both thought his name was Mr. Devon.
Because why is it called the Devon Corp if his name is not Devon?
Unclear. But his name is Mr. Stone. They never say it in this episode. Yep. Oh
my god, because Stephen Stone. What? We are so dumb.
I know. We both forgot that. But the episode doesn't say it, so it's not on us.
Literally, now that you've said that, I'm going back through my notes, and every single time I also refer to him, it's President Devon.
I love how we both did that.
And or just Devon. That's why I called him.
Listeners, did you remember what his name was? Because we didn't.
We've ostracized everybody. They're like, this podcast is unlistenable.
Yeah, that's what did it. That's what chased him off. Not the discussion of Hocus Pocus.
Nope.
Well, Mr. Stone and his little boy toy Max go for a tour of the headquarters now.
This is very Willy Wonka and Charlie.
Yeah, Mr. Stone explains that he gets his inspiration from random small children on the streets. And Kennedy doesn't like this.
Okay, I just want to just put it out there. Like, I think this episode is sending the wrong message to children.
Absolutely.
Just because somebody is an authority figure does not make them good, kind, or safe to be around. So do not go off with strange people. It doesn't matter who they are.
So Max goes off with the strange person, and they go to all the different various giant rooms of inventions. They find a device that records Pokemon dreams that doesn't work. They find a device that translates Pokemon speak into human language. It doesn't work. They find a machine that turns you into a Pokemon. It doesn't work. Meanwhile, somewhere in the Kanto region, Bill is twitching in a Kabuto costume.
Bill! I know, I was like, where is Bill? Get Bill on the phone right now.
Bill is an independent contractor. He doesn't work for big business like this.
I suppose he knows the dangers of letting a big corporation get their paws on something like that, so I don't blame him for keeping it quiet.
But then Mr. Stone takes us to the plot-relevant machine, which is the Pokemon creation machine. And I'm like, what the hell is a Pokemon creation machine? Does it make Porygons or something? But no, what it is actually interesting in that it is a machine that has creation fluid tubes. And if you put in a fossil into it and it identifies the DNA, it's a Pokemon fossil restoration machine, which we are very well familiar with in the games, but has never been mentioned before in the show.
This is very interesting. And also, I don't know, at first I had some, like, Mewtwo vibes, because I was like, creation fluid? What the fuck?
I mean, that's basically what Mewtwo was. It was the same thing.
I know, with a Mew eyelash.
He was, like,
eyelash,
floating in a fetal tube thing.
An eyelash and some fluid. And some human stuff thrown in there.
What a twist it would be if he just turned a corner and there was a Mewtwo in the fetal position in a tube.
A Mewtube.
A Mewtube. But then Kennedy catches up to Mr. Stone and says, "Mr. Stone, you've been skipping all your meetings and appointments." And I'm like, this guy needs to be fired. Like, can we do a vote of no confidence or some bullshit on this guy?
I know. He's got too much leeway.
He's just off doing ketamine with Elon Musk somewhere.
Oh my god.
There was an expose about that today.
I know. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
Speaking of dubious figures, there's a mysterious man with a mullet and a lab coat and sunglasses, like shades, and he's walking around the building looking for something.
I wear my sunglasses inside.
In the building. And he steals two tubes of creation fluid. I would have kept going and snatching more creation fluid tubes, but that's just me.
You know, this is not Team Rocket. This guy knows to quit when he's ahead.
That's true. But it doesn't work out because Mr. Stone clocks this and starts following him very unsubtly through the hallway. And Max is like, where are we going? And Mr. Stone's like, I think that guy's a thief. And Max is like screaming, wow, you think that guy's an industrial spy? And we're following him down the hallway?
You know what this is also giving me? This is giving me total Oblivion and Skyrim vibes where you're like literally standing in somebody's face.
I love stealth missions in games.
I know. They're like, must have been the wind. Nobody there.
Like, you, like, clatter and make so much noise, and they turn around and like, who's there? Must be nothing.
Nobody. You can literally put a basket over somebody's head in Skyrim and stand there, and they won't see you, and they'll be like, huh.
Well, it's like putting a sheet over a birdcage.
Right. I love it. I just love the AI when you are sneaking.
Meanwhile, Mr. Stone somehow contacts Officer Jenny in the lobby, and she has apprehended Jesse and James, who are wearing shades and white coats, and they have a Miata they're going to conduct experiments on. And Jenny says, show me your ID badges. And they're like, we can't. Our Miata ate them. At which point, Mr. Stone says, Officer Jenny, be on the lookout for a suspicious-looking character with sunglasses and white coats. At which point, Team Rocket take off the clothes and just walk away in their Team Rocket uniforms. And Jenny follows them.
I love this so much. They completely know that they're totally toast. And they're like, you know what? Forget this. We're not even going to try.
Kennedy has been sent off to find the twerps because people at Devon Corporation love kidnapping children. Kennedy tells Ash that, oh, by the way, Mr. Stone's son is named Steven Stone. And he is quite the skilled Pokemon trainer. And Ash is like, that's interesting. Maybe I'll battle him someday in season 25.
Oh, I love it.
Interesting. Meanwhile, the spy has noticed that Max and Mr. Stone are within 3 feet of him. So he breaks out into a sprint and runs up to the roof. And he gets there and finds who else but the twerps.
How are they already on the roof?
How did they get there? What is happening?
Did they, like, scale the side of the building? Like, how the hell did Kennedy get them up there so quickly?
Did they take a warp tile?
They must have. It literally makes no... physically impossible, but sure.
Ridiculous. But they're there, and at that moment, Jesse, James, and Meowth, and Officer Jenny also arrive. Is it at this point the guy sends out a Crawdaunt to attack? And this Crawdaunt is a strong Crawdaunt. Because Pikachu doesn't even land a good blow on it.
Are we not going to mention Crawdaunt? It's brand new. We've never seen it.
Or Crawdaunt. What do you think of Crawdaunt?
I love it.
Crawdaunt has grown on me a lot over the years.
I don't know. For whatever reason, like, between Corphish and Crawdaunt and, like, Clauncher and Clawitzer and Dragalge. Like, I love all of them.
Really? What? You just started listing random Pokemon.
Well, like, the crabby, aquatic, like, seahorsey type of Pokemon. I don't know. Those two remind me of Corphish a lot, so I guess I just make the connection in my mind.
I like Crawdaunt. It has a good color design, I think. A good color palette. I like how it has a star in its head.
I like the fact that we get our own Corphish later.
Spoilers!
Sorry.
That we've already said 100 times.
It's cute. I like it.
But this random man, even though he has such a great Crawdaunt, he sees Officer Jenny and he's like, he's out of here. Because he has a mobile flying device that you just kind of pull out, and it straps some little wings, and it has like a jet stream effect, and you can just fly away with one hand. Wow.
What kind of insane doodad is this, first of all? Secondly, what kind of insane hand and grip and upper body strength do you have to like hang off of this thing with one arm?
That thing is powerful. Like, the fact that it can like propel a human man through the air like that. And again, his upper body, well, we're going to see his body later. He has quite the muscular frame.
Oh, my.
This guy is strong.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Whoever made this device, it didn't come from Devon Corp. I'll tell you that.
Of course not. No. But Team Rocket, they decide that they're going to get away too. So they all jump and grab onto the man. It can't support all their weight, so it starts to plummet back toward the roof. Meowth grabs out the creation fluid from his pocket because it was not secured in any way. He drops it, and Max goes for, like, a dramatic dive to stop them from breaking. I honestly think they would have been fine if the creation fluid had broken because it could just produce more from Lilith in the basement in Terminal Dogma. And it's creating the LCL as it goes down, and they gather it and they put the Ray Ayanami clones in the LCL, and they also use it for the entry plugs. But regardless.
Unexpected Ava. Okay.
Was that not what that reminded you
of?
That
absolutely. Just me? No, it did. Absolutely. Okay.
But it's fine. Max saves the creation fluid. So the amniotic fluid lives to go on for another day.
So we can achieve instrumentality. Yes, indeed.
Mm-hmm. The mysterious mulleted man kind of like flies away, but his thing is now like sputtering as he goes through the air. And Officer Jenny says, that guy had a crawdaunt. He must have been from Team Aqua. And Ash like basically slams his hands on the desk. And it's like, who the fuck is Team Aqua? Tell me everything you know. This shit is bothering me. I'm so tired of these mysterious organizations. And Jenny's like, well, there's Team Aqua and there's Team Magma. And they're in the Hoenn region. And Ash is like, okay, noted.
We've already had one run-in with the bumbling buffoons of Team Magma who could not be bothered to check out the second door in that archaeology area. With what's-his-face. What was that stupid guy?
But they didn't know it was Team Magma at the time.
They didn't know, but who was that insane guy that
Alden.
Was like... Alden?
Alden, yeah.
Alden, the annoying archaeologist who was like, hey, kids, and he wouldn't leave. And they were like, please buzz off. We don't want to go see your, like, rocks in your, like, tent.
Hey, kids, you want to see me get my rocks off?
Yeah, you want to see my rocks?
Oh, sorry, that was Mr. Stone. Mr. Stone and his rocks.
Goodbye! Oh my gosh.
Speaking of Mr. Stone, he says, oh, by the way, my son Steven is on Duford Island, so keep an eye out for him. They all go and they have dinner. They could have gone to a nice restaurant he could have paid for, but they just went to the Pokemon Center. And at that point, May says, hey, Max, I want to see my PokéNav. I want to see that for a second. And Max is like, as Mr. Stone starts stroking his upper thigh.
Pikachu is shocked.
But Max looks down and Mr. Stone is putting his hand on Max's lap as he gives him the repaired PokéNav. And Max is saved. The fact that he spilled some Fanta on the PokéNav will never be discovered by May. And all's good. The end.
Pikachu was a witness.
So yeah, Pikachu looked under the table. From his, like, Pikachu point of view, and he saw everything that was happening.
Yeah, he was already under the table eating his, like, Pokemon food, because apparently Ash just was like, go under the table, Pikachu.
Creepy, creepy, creepy episode. MVP, LVP, end quote. You're going first.
Okay, my MVP is going to be... Who... Did anybody, like, do anything worth... Okay, you know what? My MVP is going to be Kennedy.
Oh!
Teleporting people.
For getting shot in the back of the head in Dallas?
Yeah, and that too. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Anyway.
It is 9 o'clock on a Friday, y'all.
Oh my god. All right. Kennedy, because apparently he's the only competent adult around, although he is still kind of listening to Mr. Devins, Mr. Stone, whatever the hell his name is. So I think Kennedy should call Adult Protective Services, but whatever. He seems like the only one who deserves it, so that is who will get it. My LVP is going to be... You know what? I'm not going to do the obvious. I'm going to give it to Max for spilling the fucking orange soda in the first place and making it so we had to meet Mr. Devin.
If we never met Mr. Devin Stone, we never would have met Steven Stone. I'm just saying.
You don't think they would have, like, independently bumped
into him? No, you're right. They would independently bump into him and have an adventure. You're sure. Right.
We don't need this creepy purple pinstripe guy who entices children on the street and then Willy Wonka's his way through his life. Like, just no. No, thank you. So Max needs to be more careful and not ever go within, like, 50 feet of another orange soda in his life, because it's only bad things that happen. My quote, there's actually like a lot of good quotes in this, so I might have to read off a couple more, if whatever ones you don't read.
I only had a couple.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, there's so many good ones. Ooh, okay, I'm gonna eventually read all these, so I'll just pick the funny one from Jesse and James when they were I'm sorry. When they were originally trying to disguise their way into the Devon Corp as scientists, and Jesse says, "Hi, we work here. That's why we have white coats." And James says, "Good to see you all so hard at work." Jesse says, "No slacking now." And James sing-songingly says, "Think of the shareholders."
That was funny. I guess my quote will be, when Max meets Mr. Stone and he tells him to go to the Devon Corporation to fix the PokéNav, and Max says, "And you think they'll protect me from May?"
Oh, that's funny.
My MVP is going to be, shit, who should I give it to, Alex? I don't even know.
Your MVP?
Yeah.
God, okay.
Kennedy is the only good one.
I know.
I'll give it to Team Rocket.
Okay, that's fair.
They were funny. Like, Team Rocket as a group, they were funny this episode.
They were. I liked them a lot.
And my LVP, obviously, is Mr. Stone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the obvious
one. No further comments.
No explanation needed. Just for the LOLs, I'm going to read off the other quotes that I had. Max was like a little sassy pants, and I love him sometimes. Stone is taking him throughout the labs and showing him all the different, like, machines. And Max, they get to the end with the one with the fossil revival machine. And Max says, "Is it finished?" And Devon says, "Well, no." And Max says, "Do you have any inventions in this place that actually work?" And Devon says, "This is a machine I'm particularly proud of." And Max retorts back, "Because it works." I just thought he's such a little shit. I love him so much.
All right, first of all, I gotta point out you called him Devon again.
Whatever. God, he's Devon for now, because fuck that.
Also, this is like the fifth Max episode. He has so many episodes.
He's so good. Like, I didn't remember Max's involvement, but like, every scene he's in is always entertaining.
God, I think it's gonna taper off, but there's a lot of Max happening.
I like it. I'm not complaining. Oh, and then the other quote that I wanted to mention that we did not talk about is, I thought we were going to get another boss fantasy, but we did not. But Meowth does say, "We'll give all that booty to the boss."
Ooh.
And give him that booty. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Okay. Is that it?
Do you think Meowth's the bottom?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
We'll table that. Okay. Next episode. Anyway. On a Wingle and a Prayer.
This is it. This is the episode.
Okay, I guess
I'm... The briny episode.
Time me.
Are you ready? In 3, yeah. 2, 1, go!
May goes off on her own, because these twerps need to, like, stop going off on their own. But she finds Mr. Briny and Pico, and Mr. Briny says he'll give them a ride, and also he'll take them on a ship. And they go and get lost for a little bit, but then the Team Aqua guy shows up, and he kidnaps Mr. Briny, and then runs his boat into a triangle rock. But then it's okay because they have the SS Wingle. That's like a super boat. That was really bad. That was not my best.
Okay, so that's okay. You know what? That's fine because we can just talk about it.
Great.
I think I have a vague memory of this because I feel like I remember the Wingle mobile, which we won't get to. But I could be conflating it with some other episode, but I'm pretty sure it was this one.
No, I think it was this.
It had to be, right? What other episode has, like, a Wingle mobile? Anyway, some lead up to the Wingle mobile. So we're on the way to Dooford because we did not catch the ferry yesterday, and then we had the whole shenanigans with Mr. Devonstone. And so I guess they just stayed the night at the Pokemon Center, so this is the next day. Somehow, God only knows how they accomplished this. I don't know why they did not use the newly repaired PokéNav.
For real.
But May instead decided to look up a Yelp article on, like, a restaurant or something. And so then she fucking, like, printed out her MapQuest directions to, like, find this place.
Cute was that, though?
I know. I do love it because I had my own flashbacks of, like, back in college when I physically printed out MapQuest directions to,
of course,
navigate. We might not sound old, but we're old enough to have lived in a time before smartphones were, like, super prevalent. We did print out stuff.
I think it's super impressive that it's 2002, 2003, and she found a listicle from 10 years prior. So, like, the early 90s. Wow.
That must have been, like, the birth of the internet. Like, one of the first articles online for, like, restaurants. I know. She Yelped it before Yelp was a thing. Anyway, so unfortunately for May, while it's the right month and the right day, it's not the right year, and it's like a decade old. So the part of town they're in is like broken windows, totally boarded up, abandoned. I have no idea how the hell they got over here. I really don't know why they can't just walk back the way they came, but whatever. The boys decide that they're just going to relax and have some more orange soda, I guess. I don't know. And May is like, you know what? I'll take care of this. So she wanders off by herself and they don't stop her. She's like, I'm going to find a boat because there's got to be a boat around here somewhere.
I don't know why they don't just walk to the other port.
I know. The
operating ferry is. Why are we not just going?
I mean, obviously it's plot dictated that
well, yes, I know that. This, but like,
it doesn't make sense. It's like, why not exactly go to the populated part of town where you know there's an operating ferry? This makes zero sense. And there's not a person around. So I don't really know what you're accomplishing here, but I digress. Fortunately for May, she comes across this lonesome old Irish man who's just fishing by himself, who obviously does not want to be disturbed because he lives in the abandoned part of town. But she runs up to this stranger guy and she's like, hello.
These kids.
No sense of self-preservation at all.
None.
And she's like, hello. And so she accosts this guy's Wingle, who is initially scared of her. She does not want anything to do with May. And she May practically like bullies her way into this Wingle's life. And is like, I can be your friend. To do this, she does not consult the owner or this guy at all. She just pulls out some Pokemon food and just gives it to Wingle, which I thought was bad. I'm like, you don't just run up on somebody's animal and just give them something without consulting their owner first. But this is the Pokemon world, so of course everybody's just fine with...
Allergies don't exist. No. Diets don't exist. Nothing.
No faux pas have occurred. He's totally cool with this. And he's like, wow, you made a new friend. That's really great. Anyway, he introduces himself as the one, the only Mr. Briny. And the Wingull is, of course, the legendary Pico.
Game character alert.
Game character alert. Do you want to tell the story of Briny and Pico or not? Is it not worth it? Okay, this is not going to make sense.
When Omega Ruby and Alpha Sapphire came out, Alex and I were joking about how the initials are O-R-A-S, and we started calling it ORAS, and we thought that was so funny.
Hilarious.
And I was like, oh my god, it's like if Pico smacked Mr. Briny on the ass with an OR, ORAS.
Because that totally makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know where, I don't know what was happening. I don't know what alcohol was involved.
Just go with it. We are dumb and insane people, so hilarious. Briny and Pico are here. Great. May is super lucky because Briny's like, you know what? I can help you out. I used to be a sailor back in the day.
You're kidding.
I know. Can you believe it? Wow.
The old man singing sea shanties? The sailor?
No way. What a coinkydink. Okay, so thankfully he still has an old boat that he boats around in sometimes. But I'm sorry, I'm just going to have to, like, comment on this because I'm a thirsty bitch. Young Briny? Can we talk about young Briny?
I was really hoping young Briny was going to be revealed to be a false memory. And he didn't actually look like that.
How could they do that? How could they show him in the past?
I don't fucking know, but... It's like they took a human anatomy book and put some stripes over it for the sexy young strapping sailor that is young Briny.
This was like the most statuesque body that like somebody could have. And it was like Briny as like a young sailor.
Full beard, like wind in his hair on the bow of the ship.
He has no right to be such a snack. Why did they draw him like that? If not to like... make you feel some things. I don't know. I know he's a cartoon. Please don't come at me.
Oh, so, Alex wants to smack his ass with an oar.
I would totally. Anyway, so Briny is sexy. Just putting that out there. Team Rocket is watching from somewhere. And they're like, you know what? We love Wingle. It's so stupid. Look at its cluelessness and its vacant eyes. We have to have it. And also, if May's here, that means the twerps are around. And so we can just grab Pikachu, too, while we're at it. So May runs off to go get the others to bring back and be like, we can take this guy's boat. But Briny, they go up to the door and knock, and Briny answers, and he is just completely crashing out, like out of nowhere. He's like sundowning or something. He's like, I don't know you. I don't care to know you. Get the fuck off of my lawn. Goodbye. And he slams the door in their face.
At which point I say, oh, dodged a bullet. That could have happened while you were on the boat with him.
I know. And then you'd be trapped. What are you going to do? He might murder you and throw you in the ocean.
This is why we don't go on the open ocean with random strange men, no matter how sexy they were in their 30s.
I know. Turns out that Briny had a good reason for acting like a lunatic, and that is because he was being held hostage by the Team Aqua guy from yesterday.
Who also has an Adonis body, by the way.
Yeah, he's super sexy.
Painted into those clothes.
Literally. Is his shirt, like, seriously, like, painted on? Because I feel like it is.
It looks like it.
Complete, like...
He had the snatched waist, like...
I don't know. He had the total V body shape, like, ideal male form. Crazy. Yes.
I have to point out something in the that was in the house.
What was in the... I didn't pay attention to the house. I was too wrapped up in the body situation.
It was, like, a painting or an embroidery or something of a realistic blue jay.
Really?
On the wall. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is there a picture? Because...
I was like, is that a stylized wingle? But I think it was like a calling bird of some kind.
Does Sarah B have like a picture? Because...
Okay, you keep on talking. I'll go and find out.
Okay. I'm not serious. I'll take your word for it.
It was like really tiny in the background. I think it's probably like a clip art image they had.
Well, we know that real animals exist, or at least they did at some point in the Pokemon world.
This is a pretty late appearance by a real animal, or at least a depiction of one.
I know. That's like season one stuff right there. Okay, so Yesterday Guy. I'm just going to call him Yesterday Guy because I don't think he has a name.
Mr. Aqua?
He's blackmailing Briny for his boat. If Briny doesn't comply, the Wingull, Pico, who is in a cage, will be killed. And so you better comply, old man. Meanwhile, Brock and Ash are still... Oh my gosh. Okay, Austin found a picture. Sorry.
I did.
I do remember that. Oh my God, it is like a real blue jay. That is super cute and also unexpected.
How odd.
That is odd. Okay. Love it, though.
Damn, this Team Aqua guy is way too hot. I hate this.
I know. He has no right to be so sexy.
I hate this episode.
Just sexy men everywhere.
Who was in charge of the character design today? Jesus Christ.
Somebody who has a thing for sailor men, apparently.
Can you imagine if Mr. Birch had made an appearance in this episode? I would faint.
Mr. Birch?
Sorry, Professor Birch.
That'd be too much, like, testosterone.
I want to call him Mr. Birch.
Mr. Birch. Ooh. It's a rain of man. Hallelujah. So, Jenny's here, okay? Jenny is on patrol in the bad part of town where nobody is. And she's like, hey guys, just so you know, I recognize you from yesterday, and I'm just going to tell you that Yesterday Guy, the fugitive, is hiding out somewhere in this general vicinity. So, good luck with that. I'm going to go now. And she, like, fucks off. She doesn't want to, like, actually do her job and look for this guy. She's just like, well, we have checkpoints, like, in other places, so that should be good enough. Okay, have fun with this information that I've told you now.
And then it leaves, never to appear again.
Never to appear again, of course. Brock and Max smartly deduce that Mr. Briny was acting so weird because he's in danger. They have to help because T-Mock was around, so clearly that's the explanation. So they run up to Briny's house, and they're like, oh my gosh, Mr. Briny, are you there? Help. Oh my God, Team Aqua's around. And they discover that Team Aqua Yesterday Man is already here. And so, of course, they get into a scuffle. And Brock calls out Lotad, and Lotad is precious. I love it so much. Does his water gun thing. Hilarious. But unfortunately, while Team Rocket blasts off, the crook gets away with the boat and Pico. So they're like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do? We have to call somebody for help. How are we going to catch them when they're on a boat? We have no other boat. At this point, I thought like Briny was like going to break out like a rowboat or something and be like, we got to just row to the rescue.
That would have been funny.
That would have been funny. But no, it's even better. Guys, you're not prepared. He goes into his like, what would you call a hangar for like boats? Because this looks like a hangar, but that's like an airplane thing.
Is it called a hanger?
Is it maybe a hanger? I feel like there's an obvious term that I'm not thinking about. His boat hanger, okay?
We are not water people. We don't know.
Not. I'm sorry.
We do
sorry.
Not sail the seas. We don't know. We are landlocked.
We're landlubbers, guys. I'm sure you guys are going to comment to us or something and be like, obviously the term is blank that we're not thinking of.
But boat harbor.
A harbor, a boat.
Dock. Boat dock? No, it's not a dock.
Not a dock. It's literally a hangar, but like with water in it.
Okay, well, it's like a sci-fi hangar with like dramatic lighting and like...
Okay, but we don't know that yet. We don't know that until he like goes in there. Guys, he goes in there, hits like this switch, and then all of a sudden, just like Austin said, it turns into this like futuristic, high-tech, billion-dollar hangar thing.
How much money does Mr. Briney have from his life as a sailor?
I don't know. He's got to be a pirate, right?
He seemed more pirate than sailor to me. It's true.
I want to say Mr. Briney's maybe not so good and on the up and up, but
what if he was like the founder of Team Aqua?
That'd be hilarious. What if he's like Archie's like uncle or something?
Mm.
Anyway, I don't know what the fuck and how he like accomplished this or what he does for a living aside from like piracy, but he hits this switch. The fucking hangar parts like the Red Sea. This platform comes up and reveals this futuristic, insane-looking Pico-mobile.
It's like he summoned a Gundam.
Yeah, it's it's literally like an Evangelion, like, coming up out of the ground.
I was trying to avoid a second Ava reference, but we went for it.
We're already on that thread, so. So this Pico-mobile that he, by the way, built himself, it has, like, a rocket booster and everything on it.
I'm surprised it couldn't transform into, like it could have legs and arms and battle aliens or something.
I know. I was hoping that it would, like, transform, like a transformer or something, but it did not. But is he, like, an insane, like, engineer or, like, a physicist or something? Like, how is he accomplishing this? I don't know. He built this from his bare hands.
I'm just saying, the ore ass of it all, there's a very strange relationship between Briney and Pico. In the game, they're, like, running laps with each other indoors. Like, chase me, Pico! Come on! Like, and in this, he's, like, created a mecha boat in Pico's honor so they can sail the world together.
He's just a lonely man, okay?
Oh, poor Pico. Mm.
Anyway, implications aside.
Lonely, salty man.
Salty?
Yeah, he's Briney.
God, okay. So, Briney is a freak, but... apparently, he knows his way around a
cloaca.
I was going to say like a soldering iron or something, but goddamn. Okay. He knows his oars and his asses, apparently. Okay, Pico-mobile, we're off. We are...
the SS Wingle.
Yeah, we're skimming the surface. This thing's flying at like 1,000 miles an hour. Their skin is peeling off. It's pretty crazy. We catch up to yesterday man, Sir Aqua, I don't know. Contrary to, like, every boating safety thing I would think exists, Briney completely disregards that because ultimately he steers the Pico-mobile directly in front of the boat and almost decapitates Ash because Ash is, like, hanging out of the top of it and causes the boat to hit the Pico-mobile, fly clear over it, nearly kill Ash, and then land on the other side of the Triangle Island.
We gotta talk more about Triangle Island.
Please, by all means. Like, what the fuck? Triangle Island.
Triangle Rock. The well-known, you know... Triangle Rock. The one that's enormous. Ash says, Pikachu destroy Triangle Rock. And Pikachu does with a thunder. Sure. And Triangle Rock is obliterated.
Oh.
I just wanted to point that out.
Hopefully this wasn't, like, a protected landmark or anything. Because it's gone now.
No more Triangle Rock.
Yeah, so this guy crashes. I'm assuming the boat sinks to the bottom of the ocean because we don't see it again.
Because the Pico-mobile flew into it.
The Pico-mobile crashed into it. Apparently, they were the rest of the Team Aqua Goons were waiting out here in the ocean in their submarine that they just have parked right here. I'm not sure why they didn't have their own boat to come and get this guy or, like, what? Why he couldn't be rescued, why he had to steal a boat, I don't know.
Team Aqua's not the brightest people in the world.
Honestly, I think as far as evil teams go, their motivations are the dumbest.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten there yet. Remind me, though, in the game where the giant submarine came from, wasn't there an origin to it?
Didn't he try to steal the submarine from
the Oceanic Museum in Slateport? That's where they got it from.
Yeah.
I guess they've already done that.
I'm pretty sure that's how it happened in the game.
Okay.
Mr. Slate. Is his name Mr. Slate? Who is the guy that you meet at the museum?
Mr. Devin.
Mr. Devin. Mr. Devonstone.
Mr. Yesterday. I hope we see Mr. Yesterday again so we can call him Mr. Yesterday.
I think it's... Isn't that sound like very, like, evil spy or, like, evil...
Yeah, it's like a code like name. Like a
James Bond villain, like Mr. Yesterday.
Like Dr. No.
Yes.
Goldfinger.
Oh my god, nobody take my idea, okay? Mr. Yesterday is my thing.
That's a new Bond movie.
I swear to god, if a new James Bond movie comes out and the villain is Mr. Yesterday, I'm gonna have some words.
Oh, did you hear about who's probably the new Bond?
I feel like we've been hearing about who might be it for, like, the past, like, 5 years, so...
Okay, but there's, like, a whole thing. There's, like, this, like, a luxury watch brand, and they always get the current Bond to be, their, like, their spokesman.
Yeah.
And that's how people figured out Daniel Craig was James Bond, because of that.
Really?
Yeah.
So who is the new person?
Aaron Taylor Johnson. No!
Fucking stop! Are you kidding me?
We'll see if it happens.
I do not need Kraven the Hunter being the next Bond.
I don't think he'd be a good Bond. We need someone with more charisma.
Personal feelings about him aside. Okay, just as a side note, it was not Captain Slate, because I'm a dummy. It's Captain Stern, just so we all are on the same page.
Ooh, that's a better name.
Anyway, Yesterday Guy is gone. Mr. Yesterday has escaped.
Agent Yesterday.
Agent Yes. So we're back at Briny's hangar house. And they're having dinner because, of course, they just bounce around from one free meal to the next. And turns out that Briny's best friend is none other than the pasta man.
Look, I'm just going to say, quote, best friend, quote. Just saying.
Best friend.
We don't see this best friend.
No, but he's apparently the owner or proprietor of the abandoned and failed pasta restaurant that May was looking for.
I think it's Mr. Briny wearing a wig, but that's just me.
Oh my god, is it like the creepy scene in the Will Smith zombie movie?
With the mannequin?
With the mannequins, when he's like the only person in the
town? I Am Legend.
I Am Legend, thank you. He's like the only person in the town? Like, that's what this is giving me.
Oh man, or... Why am I thinking of Roger from American Dad now? Okay.
Because he wears a bunch of disguises.
Okay.
Anyway, so apparently they get a free pasta dinner. Great.
Assuming this best friend is real,
yeah.
He has to come out in the middle of the night and serve a meal for children he doesn't know.
This is very rude and presumptuous of Briny to do this. I guess he pays well. I don't know.
He has all that money.
He does.
Clearly.
Maybe that's what makes it worth it. I don't know. So the next morning they are on their way to Duford. Are they on the Pico-mobile? I don't remember.
They are.
They are on the Pico-mobile. Okay. So they take the Pico-mobile to Duford. They're on their way. So we'll see what happens next. But that's where we're going to leave it for now.
Take a step and I'm on my way. Going to start all over again. Yep. I want to be a hero.
Gosh. Okay. So that was it, you guys. That was the Briny Pico adventure episode.
God, I'm exhausted. What? Oh, there was a lot.
We talked about... There was process. way more shit that happened that I thought we were going to talk about. Okay.
We meet some sketchy-ass characters today.
This is insane.
There was a lot of musculature happening, and...
Sometimes we complain that, like, nothing happens, and it's boring, and we don't have a lot to talk about, but these two episodes were not that. There was a lot of interesting stuff.
And everything in here was canon. Like, it was, like, canonical Ruby and Sapphire events and characters. How weird.
Like a one-for-one in some regards.
Pretty much.
They're really leaning hard into the events of the game, so...
Not like Gold and Silver.
That was a fucking free-for-all.
No Giovanni's son stealing the starter. No Team Rocket taking over the radio tower. None of that. None of that happened in the anime.
You know, and honestly, I'm a little bit... disappointed, because I feel like that could have been a really compelling plot lines in some parts. Like, could you imagine the rivalry between Ash and Silver?
Oh, that'd be good.
That would have been so good. Instead, we got a bunch of fucking annual festivals, so we just have to live with that reality. All right, though. MVP, LVP, and quote.
All right, let me flip my oar. Oh, it hit me in the ass.
Okay,
smack my ass like a drum.
some cupcake up in here.
All right, my MVP is going to be Mr. Briny for his strapping young form that he had.
Damn, I wanted to give it to him for being so fucking...
You can have Pico. Pico gets to see that body, yaddy, yaddy every day, I'm just saying.
Oh, God. I don't want to imagine that anymore, actually.
Okay, my LVP... Oh, there's got to be Rule 34 of that.
Please
my
don't
LVP is going to be Officer Jenny for being like, we set up a perimeter, which bullshit, because you've set up a perimeter, you would put people in the ocean. I'm just saying.
Do they have a Coast Guard? Like, what the hell is going on?
No, of course not. They don't have anything. They have Officer Jenny on a bike. Maybe I'm giving her too much trouble. She's a one-woman police force.
That's not true, because don't we see the other policemen?
You're right. I think we saw Man Jennies on the previous episode.
We did. We saw Man Jennies. There's Man Jennies around, so.
Yeah. Okay, I'll give the LVP to Jenny, because she's an easy target. Fuck the police, ACAB. And my quote is going to be...
Sorry, that was so... that was so unexpected. Okay.
Was it?
Your quote.
I don't have any quotes other than the one we said earlier.
That's the sound of the police. Whoop, whoop.
Mr. Briny saying in his, like, semen draw.
Whoa.
A semen draw. I can't even fucking do it. You may not believe this, but I used to be a sailor. I'm coming off as, like, hillbilly.
Can you try to do, like, an Irish
brogue? No, I cannot.
At all?
I can't.
That's okay. You tried your best.
Just go. What did you say? It's your turn.
Completely ignored. My MVP is gonna be Mr. Yesterday, I guess. For having that agent yesterday, for having that banging bod.
Oh my god, what was going on with it? What? Seriously, what was happening? The character designs were like completely different than they normally are.
I know. They were like jacked, and I don't really know what was happening.
It was like the person who did Prima came for this episode. Like, that's what it was, so jarring. Yeah,
I know, some boobage happening, except it was like man boobage, and it was great.
Did you notice they like drew his pecs through his shirt? It was so weird.
Literally, that picture that you sent where he's like standing there. You deleted it. Damn.
I had to delete it because it was too distracting.
Like everything, like his collarbones, his pectoral muscles, like it was rippling under there. It was crazy.
It was like you could like suck on his clavicle. It was crazy. Okay.
Oh, that shirt was totally skin tight. It was practically like melded to his body. Mr. Yesterday, just because. Also, honorary shout out MVP to that like blue bird painting in the background. Mm. Whoever made that design choice, that was fun. My LVP is going to be May.
For running off with a strange man she didn't know?
Yes, for that. And good. Also running up on this guy, totally ignoring every social rule in existence, and just being like, hey, I'm going to feed your Pokemon food without asking you. I'm going to interrupt your fishing time. I'm going to just butt into your life and demand that you take us to Dewford Town. Just all these things. Although I guess I am glad that they did go back and save Briny's life.
In the game, it was the other way around, right? You save Pico and then he gives you a ride. Like, then he offers you a ride, right?
I'm trying to think. Where did we save Pico
from?
Okay,
I'm going to have to play Alpha Sapphire soon.
Oh my god, I'm such a bad fan. How do we get a ride from Mr. Briny in the games?
You save Pico, I'm pretty sure.
From what?
Team Aqua.
Do they take Pico?
I think so.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Don't you have to chase them to the cave?
Oh, right. They take Pico hostage in the cave. That's right.
But the cave is like blocked off. Okay.
Yeah. I should have known that. Okay, anyway. So my quote, I only had one and it's not really good, so I'm sorry. But it's when May goes to get the rest of them and bring them back to get the boat ride, and Max is very incredulous about this, and he's like, he's an old retired guy, and I bet his boat is old too.
Max likes some old and not retired. He likes the CEOs of the world.
I know. I just love him. He's like no filter. He just says whatever is on his mind, and I appreciate that. All right, well, what's next week?
We got more Mr. Briny and Pico in the Pico-mobile to come, actually.
Really? Okay, I didn't know. I thought they were kind of like a one and done.
Nope, because the next episode is called Sharpedo Attack.
Oh my god, I'm excited. I love Sharpedo and Okay.
And then we got a Chronicles episode, more kidnapping, with the episode Oak Napped.
Oak Napped?
Yep.
All right. I wonder what happens there. So stay tuned and find out. Any final thoughts, Austin?
Nope.
Nope. Okay. With that being said, I think we'll wrap it up. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us and listening. If you want to get in touch with us and ask us questions like our followers, Pokemon Megastar and Liam, you can always do that too. You can reach out to us at our Gmail. We have a Gmail, outofthedryingpan@gmail.com. Again, outofthedryingpan@gmail.com. We have a Blue Sky. Give us a follow over there. Austin posts some fun stuff all the time. Our handle is @outofthedryingpan. We also have an Instagram. You can get in touch with us over there too. Same handle, @outofthedryingpan. We also have a Patreon. If you like what we do and want to support us, we would super appreciate it. We've got all kinds of bonus stuff for you to check out over there. You can find the link in our description. And just reminding you guys, leave us a 5-star review if you like us. It helps us out too. Join us next week as the journey continues.